Well, the Old Testament reading today comes from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 32. And the subtitle, this particular part of Genesis, is entitled, Jacob Wrestles with God. Now, what we try to do, and you'll see at the top of the bulletin, is what we call the lectionary. And this particular week, one of the Old Testament readings is in Genesis, and sometimes you have an Old Testament reading in the Psalms. But if you look at the top of the lectionary readings, you can do this for yourself. And what happens is when you follow the lectionary and you look at all the scriptures in the lectionary, you can read the Bible through in with all the main parts of the Bible in probably a year and a half. It's a good way to follow, do some own individual devotions. Hear God's Word, Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 32 from the New Living Translation. But during the night Jacob got up and sent his two wives, two concubines, and 11 sons across the Jabbok River. And after they were on the other side, he sent over all his possessions. This left Jacob all alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until dawn. And when the man saw that he couldn't win the match, he struck Jacob's hip and knocked it out of joint at the socket. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is dawn." But Jacob panted, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." "What is your name?" the man asked. He replied, "Jacob." He said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob," the man told him. "It is now Israel, because you have struggled with both God and men and have won." "What is your name?" Jacob asked him. "Why do you ask?" the man replied. Then he blessed Jacob there. Jacob named the place Peniel, which means face of God. For he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been spared." The sun rose as he left Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. That's why even today the people of Israel don't eat meat from near the hip, in memory of what happened that night. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word from Genesis chapter 32. Have a blessed day. God bless.